peanut butter today.
So I'm like, all right, painting, speak to me.
Last time, on Bucci.
Boom, Bucci.
What do paintings mean? Seriously, it's a pelican in a toilet.
Oh, yeah.
In the lower left-hand corner, there's like a crimson kind of explosion coming out from the end, and then it kind of goes into these looping arcs, right? What do these dang looping arcs of pink mean? It's just hogwash, right?
It is really some sort of aspect of your deepest emotional turmoil. Why does he even try and paint the human body?
Is it about the Bush administration, maybe? Because...
Yeah. It's about freedom and the absence of freedom. You're going to get it in energy, whether you like it or not.
A person sitting and looking up, and there's a word bubble that says, man, Stonehenge is really nice looking in the sunset. What the heck does that mean?
The person represents you, your own layers of emotion.
It's going to fall on me and splash blood all over me. It's just so powerful. This is going in the trash. Churning. Can you picture them churning? And they're
like butter.
Like what?
I wanted to sing you a song really quickly.
No.
Very emotional.
No. I'm not thinking. Do you have any paintings?
I was born 3 months premature.
So it's a nighttime scene. On top of that, it's just a two-dimensional line drawing of a staircase. It was sort of a play on words like stairs and stars.
I know how lucky I am.
It's a sailboat on some water, and there are two little clouds, like a 2D painting.
Kind of layers of Mickey Mouse and newsprint. Micah, what does this mean, this Mickey Mouse painting that you did?
The thing about art, painting, it doesn't mean anything. It is what it is.
So you're saying I wasted my time.
Yeah.
And now, this week... on Bucci.
Now you don't see that horror. You only see the idyllic situation, the boats and the water and the breeze and the puffy little clothes. But the person viewing it is actually in a bad situation, in hell, you know, maybe.
Okay.
And that's what that painting means. Hey, hold on. You can't hear me very well, right? That's because the chair I'm sitting in has no legs. I'm basically sitting on the floor, and I have about 4 pens in my mouth. Hold on. I gotta take some of these pens out of my mouth. Give me about 5 minutes. Shoot. Took pens out of my mouth that I didn't even know I had in there.
Bucci. It's fine.
It's fine now. Okay. That was the sound of my drink of juice. It's the last of the juice, thank goodness. In fact, I think I'm just done with it. I think I'm going to pour it. I'm going to pour it on the floor. Pour one out for the juice I'm pouring out. Because I'm sick of you. Go to hell, Cran Raspberry. Or Cran Raz. Cranberry. It's kind of like a raspberry sandwich. I guess I'll just have to... My mouth is going to get all dry. I'm going to have to, just lap it off out of the rug like a... like Bucci on a Friday night. Okay. Just calm down. Well, this is nice. Cremo coil left me a thumbprint right on the space bar. He told me before the show he's been practicing his thumbprints. Seems like his is already always smudge, and it's embarrassing to him. Hey, Cremo, why you got such smudgy fingerprints? And so on. So he bought like an ink pot and has started leaving finger, thumb, and palm prints all over the studio. It's getting good. If this was last week, I would say it's art, but I'm not going to say that. Did I say it was Bucci?
Bucci.
People are thinking that it's Micah or something. So, everybody have a good week. That's a trap. Because if you had a good week, there's something seriously wrong with you. Seriously. I caught myself, actually, I was enjoying this striped bass. Just making all these mm-mm-mm sounds. Forkful after forkful of the buttery, super extra striped bass, and I had to catch myself. I said, get it together, Bucci.
Bucci.
Thank you. Wipe that smile off your face and pull that bass out of your mouth, because we are in hell and you don't deserve a good time. Take the bass out, replace it with a whistle, and never stop blowing it.
Yeah. Bucci. Adage.
Little late. So things are bad, and it's times like these that we lean on those that are closest to us, right? I'm lucky, for many reasons, but I am lucky in that I have a really good friend, this guy Steve, and he's been with me through the good times, and he's, you know, if he's there, let's just say that if I need to get rid of like opera tickets for a quarter of what I paid for them, he's there. If I need to buy him a drink, he's there. If I need to request time off work, as long as I give him 6 month advance notice, Steve is there.
Thanks.
That's Steve. I had to pay him $7 and he recorded that drop. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, Steve. But others don't have a Steve, you know, the royal Steve I'm talking about here, you know, not just a guy. You know, we're talking about the universal Steve. But if they do, and I've noticed this, I don't know if you've ever had these friends where they only want to hang out with you. You know, they don't do good in other contexts. You are their only friend, and they aren't easily folded into your existing friend group. They just don't fit. How many times have you tried introducing, like, your friend to other friends, and it doesn't work? They don't gel. The only thing they have in common is you.
Bucci.
Because maybe this person, acts differently around you than they do around others. You bring out their best side and others not. Like, the only time they seem to talk about knives is when you bring them to brunch with all your college friends, who are like total forkheads. You know, not so much into knives. And they're bores, they drone on, they go to a party and go on and on about Landman and the Landman universe, Yellowstone, Landman, others. And they say, you know, Steve, why'd you invite this guy? Or other examples. You know, like movies, they like books, you love F1 racing. They love stealing all the copper wire out of your condo. You're a night owl. And they are also a night owl, but literally a night owl, and you can't communicate with it. No matter how slow you you blink your eyes, which is apparently to animals. If you blink your eyes real slow at them, it means I love you. Man, I've been slow blinking at this puma that I saw at the zoo, the Chicago Zoo. I used to slow blink at that thing, try to express my emotions. It slow blinked at me, but I think it was falling asleep. Which happens a lot of time when I say I love you to people, places, or things. And, you know, frankly, I was talking about this guy, Steve. Like, he is kind of like that person. I have all these friends, almost dozens, and I can't introduce them to him because if I do, I'll never see him again. So, I mean, you would all, sometimes you think, oh, it's a red flag that this person only has one friend and you are it. Is there something wrong with me? Is there something wrong with them? First of all, it's definitely the latter. But I was musing on this, and I came to the conclusion that what we need, I think, what's the solution to this problem? And what I think the solution is that we need a universal friend, a friend for all seasons and tastes, someone that everyone can relate to and chill with, totally. Chill. With someone who can hang out with Bucci.
Smooth Booch.
And have a real smooth time. And also hang out with that guy Zachary who calls. Or that lady who calls and sings. I don't know if this is possible, but I think if I know human beings, they are waiting for one massive friend to come along that we can all circle around. Kind of like at a pig roast. Everybody loves a pig roast. And we all circle around the pig and we all kind of peel a little bit off the pig. I think we can do that with a human being, except not a dead human being, a live human being. We can all enjoy the pig together. I don't know. Is it possible? So today, we are going to build the perfect friend for all of us. We're going to build the perfect friend.
Bucci, promise.
What do you think that makes a good friend? We're going to add it to the soup. And at the end of the hour, the friend will be created and we can all hang out with them. That'll be nice. Unfortunately, when you guys are hanging out, I won't be able to attend because I got to look at my phone. But everybody else will be there. So what do you think? I'm talking to you here. You know I am. What do you like in a friend? Loyalty, humor, money, huge thumbprints. Think about things about your current friends that you hate. Loyalty, humor, huge thumbprints. And we won't add those things. We will build this thing from the feet up, from the personality down. Down. And no genders. This will be a genderless friend. Just a person we can hang out with and put our arms around. It's Arthur Russell. Arm around you on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
build a perfect friend.
Would you promise?
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time. 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Oh, what to do? Oh, it's in a world. World of its own.
Finally, right? It's Bucci back. That was Arthur Russell, the amazing Arthur Russell, with Arm Around You off of his. My favorite album of his, Calling Out of Context. Friggin' fantastic album. So today we are building the perfect friend. I'm putting everything, and we're throwing all the things we like about a friend into this carcass that I have, and we are going to zap them to life and hang out with them. We just lost a call. I gotta get a call screener. Gotta get a call screener. Mickey Mouse. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello, Bucci.
Yes, hello, who's this?
This is Todd. How you doing, Booch?
Hey, Todd, how are you?
Good, doing good.
Good.
Stay warm.
You are staying warm.
Yes.
How warm are you staying?
72.
72, all right. Do you have to work
to
that?
You.
All right. Well, I'm at a cool 50 all the time.
50?
Yeah. I have a... You know, I carry ice cubes in my hands and pockets and feet and side pockets and hat. Is there any place I don't carry? So, Todd, do you want to help us build this? Do you want to go first? Do you want to build this perfect friend of ours?
You told me to call you about my artwork.
Oh, I did tell you. That's right. We were judging art last week. I was explaining what it meant. Todd, do you want to describe a piece of art for us, and I can maybe help you to tell you what it means? A good friend does support their friends. I do. I saw that one.
Right.
Do you have another one that you want to describe?
Well, there's another one that it's really hard to describe, but... It's got a lot of facets to it.
This is one of the things I don't want a friend for. All right, so what's the facet? Describe three facets.
Like, you know, like planes that drift to nowhere.
Okay, drifting planes to nowhere.
Then there's a...
That's so nice.
Like a kind of a solitude kind of break.
Okay, so like, planes and nothingness.
Yeah.
Planes and nothingness. It feels like you are feeling alienated from everybody, and it seems like you are looking for, like, maybe a friend to hang out with. Maybe.
Maybe
that thing that's missing in your painting is a massive friend with the whole population of the world circled around them.
Correct. I feel that in my paintings.
You do. You do. I know you do. What's the name of that painting?
I haven't really gave it a name.
Okay. Call it Bucci.
You know? Yeah, I'll call it Bucci.
Yeah,
why not?
I might as well. I'm the doctor that birthed the meaning of that painting, so you might as well call it Bucci.
You had a good rendition of it.
Thank you. Well, you know, it is my specialty, I guess. So do you want to, Todd, before we go, what do you value in a friend, and what can we add to this hollowed out husk that you will like to see in a friend?
Yeah, I like in a friend not to be a backstabber.
You want a backstabber?
No, I don't want a backstabber.
Okay, so
I've had too many in the past.
Loyalty. So you want someone who stabs you right in the neck and to your front, right? You want someone who, if they're gonna stab
you,
they're
gonna
tell you,
front.
"I'm gonna stab you, Todd." Right now! And then they're getting closer, and they're like, "Oh, pretty soon, I'm going to stab you. Don't move." And then stab. That's what you want.
Right? But I don't like getting approached from behind, you know?
Stabs you in the front. All right, Todd, I love it. That's the first characteristics of our friend is it's going to be real stabby, but right in front of your eyes.
It sounds good, Booch.
All right, Todd. Thanks for...
All right, you have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks for the renditions.
Of course. All right, 201-209-9368. A good friend does entertain calls from a previous topic. Are we going to add that to our friend? No, that's something that's innate to Bucci. What do I have written down here? Stab you in the front. Odd beginning. So if you didn't call, we're building the perfect friend. I don't know why nobody has thought about this. Sometimes you have a friend and you can't introduce them to anybody else, and it's awkward. So what I want to do is have someone that we can all bring to our individual parties and everyone be like, "I'm glad you brought them." What makes a good friend? Sunglasses or something deeper? caller you up, Bucci. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Yo, Bucci.
Yeah, yo, who's this?
This is Michael Schmelterfit.
Hi, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing good. I was going to ask you that. How are you doing?
Well, you know what? I appreciate that question. I'm not going to answer it because of HIPAA. We got a HIPAA violation. I don't want to have any more HIPAA violations.
Fair enough.
So I'll just give you a non-committal shrug. Hold on. There you go. So,
yeah,
all right,
that.
Michael, what do you value in a friend that you want to you want this beast to have? Because it could be a beast, part man, part beast. I don't know. So far, we only have the thing that it's like it's real stabby, but only to in your chest or
you need
legs
a good stab.
Or arms. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Michael, what do you got? What should this friend?
So, I was thinking of this the other day, actually. And
what?
I'm glad I have a outlet to express it. You know, you want a friend that you could do drugs with that, like, doesn't do too much drugs.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I would amend that drugs. Not to encourage this, but you want to a friend who does the same drugs as you.
Yeah, or maybe, you know, turns
like
me on to new things that I'd be
Dr. Pepper
in. But, like,
mixed
you don't want them to
brandy.
Go too overboard.
Get Dr. Pepper out of there. Yeah, right. You want to, okay, so you want our friend to
maybe be
do
like
drugs.
The ideal drug buddy, like, you know, like when you want to do
what,
a little
like
more, they're like, yeah, let's do a little more. And like when you've had enough,
right.
You know, they also have had enough.
Like that Lemonhead song. Do you know that Lemonhead song?
That's exactly what I was thinking of, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So you want to be like the, what is it, Juliana Hatfield? It's probably not Juliana Hatfield who sings
actually,
that song.
Actually, no, I kind of do. I listened to her new album, and it's pretty relatable, actually. She has like a song about like not being able to get rid of the mice in your house.
Okay, so Michael, awesome. I'm going to say, let's say enjoys a good time. Because we're, you know, a good time, and I'll just put good time in quotes. Like, we know what that means.
Ooh.
You know, the same as you. I guess so. Same as you. Same drugs as you. All right, Michael. Man, this is going to be that in this personality.
And like, any new drugs or drugs you wanted to try, like, that would be fine, too, you know?
Right. Or maybe you don't, I mean, like, there should be a pause, right? We can't always, I don't want this drug-doing monster to let them loose on Jersey City. I kind of want them to be somewhat lucid.
Like, they might want to have a sober day and go to the museum or go to the farmer's market and, you know, just have a glass of water.
Exactly. Or, you know, a big Snickers bar. Laced with ayahuasca or something. All right, Michael. See you later, buddy. All right. So what? How am I doing this? I can't just say does drugs because then people who don't do drugs don't want to hang out with that person. There's nothing worse than hanging out with someone on drugs.
Bucci.
Actually,
adage.
That is not a Bucci adage. Let's say, I don't know. I don't know how to sum that up. Caller Ego Bucci.
Oh, Bucifer. How you doing, man?
Who's this?
It's Double G. Bucci.
Oh, hey, Double G. How are you doing? What do you value in a friend?
You know, I've had
a zipper lip. You know? I would imagine no talking, right? It keeps their mouth friggin' shut, I would imagine. That would be the biggest thing that a friend would give to you.
A conversationalist. I really appreciate in friends, you know?
So someone who really knows how to say words.
About.
Okay, what did you call about?
A good friend always has snacks.
Okay, so this thing is going to have snacks. It's going to have a knife in one hand and a snack in the other.
Can I ask a question, though, about this beast you were created?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Is it like a chimera kind of thing where we're kind of just like it's like a bunch of different things?
Yes, it is a chimera, or it's a, what do you call it? Oh, I can never
remember. Frankenstein's monster?
Yes, a Frankenstein's monster, except good and not afraid of fire or anything like that. This friend's going to love fire.
All right, so
I'm
going to
put that down right
now. I'll amend my...
Loves fire. Okay, amend your part.
I want to have a bandolier, like, sewn into them. like a bandolier of, like, you know, chips, a beer, or another
snack
beverage.
Snack bandolier.
M&M's, peanut preferred.
All right, I get it. So this
cigarette.
Person has a snack bandolier. That'll free up both hands for stabbing, actually.
It's sewn into them. That's a very important fact, because I don't want no one taking this snack.
So, yeah. Because you see, you're missing the point with the no one. This is for all of us, Double G. You can't hog this friend. I don't want you...
No. Hey,
like, oh, where's the guy? Where's the friend? Oh, like, Double G's borrowing him. And then he comes back soaking wet.
I would never do that.
Yeah, okay. So it's going to have a snack bandolier, but everyone's going to be able to get in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. That's why bandolier has many pockets.
Right.
You know, they can have lemon heads, you know, Boston baked beans, now and laters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're naming all the hits.
What are those little ones?
Werther's Original, Gelt.
You know, you ever have those violets? The violet candy is the perfumed candy.
All right. So that is out. We're not going to have any perfumed candy. If this person brings her on the perfumed candy, it's going
to
spoil everything. All right, I'll try it. I'll try it on Thursday.
I'm going to mail you.
I just lost all my calls.
I mean that.
All right. What's your name again? Double G. That is. We've added the snack bandolier to the friend.
And they have violets in that bandolier.
Yeah, fine. Violet candy.
Oh, thank God.
Violet,
thank
you're turning violet, Violet.
All right, goodbye. We are talking friends here. We're building the perfect friend. We need someone who is all-encompassing. Someone who is comfortable hanging out with a dock worker, as well as the guy who exploits dock workers by denying them benefits of minimum wage and overtime protections. So we can hang out. This thing can hang out with both of those guys. Caller Ego Bougie. Yeah, hello, who's this?
It's Andrew, how you doing?
Who's it? What's the name? Andrew?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Andrew. What's up, man? What's a good friend?
I got a few topics, a few aspects of it, but, you know, at first, I really thought we were going to, have awkward stories about bringing that friend.
Only if... That would be only if you can use that knowledge to maybe figure out what is wrong in that situation and what we can do to fix it. You know, so if you brought a friend and they're always arm wrestling, even by themselves, and people are like, "Why did he bring that arm wrestling chump?" Then this beast.
No, yeah, totally. Fortunately, I lived through those things to have it narrowed down.
Okay, so what do you got?
That, and I have a really funny story about arm wrestling not doing it.
No.
Number one. Supportive. Like, I had a friend, and he was always down for whatever crazy idea I had.
Okay.
You gotta make a movie.
Sure,
like,
sure.
As long as it was positive.
Sure. Supportive, yeah. You always want it, because we all know that we sit around in our overstuffed chairs just doing nothing, and we need to have people to kind of motivate us, right? And to encourage us.
Yeah, Charles and Charge needs that buddy, you know, popping in the door.
Blindly.
Hey, buddy, you know, we gotta go.
Charles and Charge.
You know, bring the development of this episode.
I don't know the reference. So Charles was in charge of what?
Our days and nights and wrongs and rights.
All right.
But more importantly,
I think I'm gonna.
My grandmother added this, which adds like a lot. I think of quality knowledge. Anything that comes from grandmothers.
Knows.
She always said, "Your real friends tell you that your fly is down."
Okay.
And, like, that means, like, you know, like, they'll tell you something, like, you know, like...
I understand what
well.
It means.
You're drinking too much.
But isn't it,
you know, that you don't
isn't it
so
how they
the
tell
message.
You, isn't it how they tell you your fly is down, though? If they say it in a way that's, you know, they're clearly making fun of you, I mean, all the honesty in the world is not going to help you there. Like, your fly
well,
is down,
you.
Bucci,
I mean, even
I
that's
hate
not
you.
Cool, it's not a friend I want that's going to ridicule me because
do you
of
hate me?
What my fly,
look,
my down
up,
fly has
up,
now exposed.
Too late.
I still I know. Because, you
right.
know, you've been around people, and I get this a lot when I lived in California. This friendship means something way different. Everybody says they're phony there. That's a whole other story.
Yeah,
into,
yeah.
They will hang with you and just never say the thing that a friend would say to you, you know, like the thing, you're drinking too much. They'll just stop,
right.
just stop hanging out with you. And
right.
Let
yeah.
you drink yourself to death.
All right, so supportive and maybe curbs, because that other guy was talking about, you know, drugs. So maybe they're encouraging you and they're saying, you know, you really got a problem. Stop eating black tar and trying to get high off of it, I guess.
Whoa, that's a thing.
Yeah, don't try that.
One big thing, though, personally, I just want to add, you ever have a friend that, like, you say you saw a person that you found attractive, right? And you're like, oh, wow, I like that person. They're attractive. And like, what? Are you crazy? Mm-hmm. That's not an attractive. Well, you know what? So what, pal? That's great. I think if we're not attracted to the same type of person,
yeah,
that's a good thing.
Who
we're
wants to
be?
Yeah, right. I don't want you being like, oh, yeah, me too, you know? Right. All right, so this friend, let me add another one, highly unorthodox, is not attracted to who you are attracted to.
I think that's a great thing to have in a close friend. It really makes things a lot simpler.
All right. Thanks, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Forgot
his name, which is fine. I have friends I've known for a long time, and, like, I'm pretty sure the ship has sailed about asking their name. Yeah, East Coast versus West Coast friends, right? What do they say? Friendly without warm, and warm without being friendly. I don't know why they say that. Just people just say anything. Caller Gabucci.
Hello, Bucci. It's Franco.
Who? Franco? Oh, hey, Franco. How are you?
Fine.
It's my friend, Franco. Franco, should this...
Yeah, you know what? I was just telling someone about that,
should...
a friend of mine.
Right.
About how I actually consider you a friend, how it's gone to a different level.
We have.
You know, we don't see each other, we don't hang out, but you know what we got.
Sure, we have. All right. So, should this friend replicate in anything? Like, what do you value? Maybe I'll just rephrase it. What do you value in a friend? Besides
someone who will go
cool
and have pizza with me at the drop of a dime.
Ah. All right. So. Okay, so someone who gets, let's just say, food with you, right? Someone who always is a yes person. They're like, do you want food?
Yeah, well,
yes.
Specifically pizza, because, you know, getting a
just
slice,
pizza,
you know, what can I say?
Right.
Everybody knows how getting
pizza
a slice on the run is
with you.
Is just very, there's very little commitment of time. You just do it.
Right, right. There's nothing like a nice slice of pizza, and you're hanging out, and you're talking about Yellowstone. Did you see that last night's Yellowstone? Oh, my God. It's great.
Or something equivalent.
Yes,
yes.
Or something equivalent, right.
And then they don't get mad at me because I get behind
movie.
A UPS tree truck and pee in the street.
Okay.
That's important.
Yes,
that they're understanding.
Someone to open up their coat and hide you while you're going to the bathroom in
the
street.
Well, you know, other people, it's just
the
very idea, just the principle of doing that. I'm not an exhibitionist, but I have to pee a lot.
I agree with that.
You know, and sometimes it's just there isn't a restroom available. And so I've been scolded. You know, I have been scolded.
Yes. What for? Okay, Franco, we got a couple down, and man, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you to a certain extent.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you too.
All right, bye bye. 201-209-9368. We are building a friend. So far, they have a knife, but they'll stab you in the front. Enjoys a good time, quote, the same good time as you do, snack bandolier, is supportive, and is not attracted to the same people you're attracted to, and will grab a slice with you, even if they are going through hell, and they are in an ER situation with a family member, and you call them up and goes, buddy, slice time. They're like, but it's slice time over here too at the hospital. Like that, not that kind of slice, Jackson. Come on, let's get some pepperoni. Let's go to pepperoni heaven. All right, Mom, I gotta go. Bucci's calling. What? And so on. 201-209-9368. We're building the perfect friend. What is this friend like? Her age. We also need, I'm going to say tall. Let's say super tall because we need a big thing for everyone to see, you know? This massive friend that people will come from all around, you know, we can't have like a little short person, you know, like a 5 foot seven person. We need to have let's say 17 feet tall. with sunglasses. And maybe who wants to go to the Rolling Stones? I have an extra Rolling Stones stick if you want to hang out. We should talk about musical taste, too. Kali Shigachibuch.
Friendenstein.
Yeah. I can't call it Friendenstein. I really don't like that that's a good title. Friendenstein. Look, you said that over the air, so that belongs to Bucci now.
Bucci.
Someone who wanted to throw the old pigskin around, you know? Go out into the backyard, throw the pigskin. I gotta turn my hat backwards. Ah, that's better. Call us, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
It's Daniel from Chicago.
Oh, hey, Daniel from Chicago. Where in Chicago are you from?
I'm on the Northwest side.
The Northwest.
Yeah. Portage Park.
Oh, Portage Park. It's an up-and-coming area. It wasn't a question.
Okay.
All right.
So the friend... What's
your
topic?
Name again?
I'm sorry. I was in the shower.
Okay. So the topic is we're building the perfect friend. What do you see in a friend? And then we're going to... I have a husk of a human being here, and I'm just dumping all that you want as a friend into it so it will be a universal friend rather than just this lame, one-on-one or three-on-three kind of friendship going on.
Boy, it's deep.
Yes, I know.
Does it have to be like a real person?
No. It's okay. Just like when you look for a friend... You're like, what am I looking for?
Right now, I think a giant, like, military wool blanket that would cover, like, an army.
A wool blanket.
Just to stay warm.
All right, so you think a friend should always have access to, maybe not carrying it around with them all the time, but at least access to wool blankets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
someone who can keep you warm and while also keeping you scratchy.
Yeah, scratchy. And you know, and then maybe you have a nice friend to itch that scratch or to scratch that itch.
Yes. Well, that's TBD. I don't know if this friend should be putting its hands on us because we don't know where those hands have been.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. Say hi to Portage Park and tell me it is up and coming. It says this on this paper. Oh wait, it just says up. Listens to Bucci. That would be a good friend. Many arms. I think this thing should have many arms. Many arms. It'll give us something to talk about. You know, so there's no awkward silences. If there is, you can just go, so how do you put a shirt on with all those arms? You're right-handed, so are you top right or lower right-handed? And then relationship blooms. Let's go to this one. Call it Igabuchi.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
It's Zachamomo. Okay.
Oh, hey, Zachary. What do you value in a friend?
I value
you like getting their phone number, right? So you can call them all the time. You like a phone number. So you can like pick them up. You can pick up that phone and go, do you want to discuss how our comptroller is failing the town?
Well, I mean, yeah, our comptroller is somewhat competent, but...
Okay. So,
as an example.
As
yeah,
an example, right. So what do you...
Want to talk politics or...
Well, yes, that's the thing. So if it... by the way, if this friend voted for that guy, they are shunned. They deserve nobody. But...
No, I completely disagree. Who's going to be the one that changes them if everyone pushes them away?
I don't know. I guess that's their problem. So what should we add to this friendship? What do you want?
Honesty. They have to tell the truth. Yeah,
that's good.
I don't want friends that just lie to you.
Okay.
Tell you what you want to hear.
Is that like the guy who only wants his friends to stab him in the front? Not the same thing, right?
No. That's like you're wanting your friends to hurt you
right.
and to do it in front of you. I just want honesty.
Honesty. Yeah, of course.
In all situations.
As long as they're not honest about Bucci if they have any problems with him. I would feel that would be the one area that I think, like, keep it to yourself.
You can't handle that, you don't think?
No, I can handle it. My wife can't, though. She bursts into tears whenever someone says, turn off this. I can't anymore with this guy. She just hates it.
Yeah.
Zachary, thank you for calling.
Bucci, thank you.
I love you. Oh, no. What did I do? What did I just say? Oh. Caller Yabuchi. Hello.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah,
all the guys.
To help breathe some life into this golem you have there.
Yep. Well, who is this?
Beth.
Hey, Beth. How are you? What do you value in a friend, and what should we add to this friendship? I mean, what should we add to this friendship?
Well, let me ask you. You keep talking about pigs. First, you're talking about a pig roast, and then tossing around the pig skin.
Yeah, football. It's called. It's a pig skin. You don't. Yeah, that's what they call it. That's street slang for a football. An American football.
Okay, I thought maybe you were tossing around the pig skin because, you know, it's like the crust of a sandwich. Some people don't like to eat it, but.
No. It's just more like, you know, having a game of catch with a friend. You've done that. You and your 46-year-old friend, all of a sudden you go out into the lawn and start throwing the football around when you're only standing like 2 feet apart, but you're throwing that football.
Yeah. As hard as we can. That happened just yesterday.
Okay, so you're saying this friend should. What is the thing that this friend, this personality that this giant, massive friend, who is 17 feet tall, by the way, and let's say 6 foot wide, what is of no gender, of no, all ages? All right.
Yeah, well, it's got to always be smiling. So that
smiling.
Smiles are contagious.
Yes, I agree. This friend should always be smiling.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a universal friend, and the friend, if this is the world's friend, and the friend is frowning, that feels like that's a huge problem for the world, right? You're like, what have we done? What have we done?
Yeah. And even out of the corner of your eye, it's contagious, so you don't want to be frowning and just being around the thing. Yeah, I'd rather have it smile all the time.
Okay, I love it. All right, Jest, we're going to put it down.
Thanks, Jest.
Musical taste. I think they should have to like Primus so they can talk to us about their favorite Primus songs and Les Claypool side projects and, you know. I have had enough conversations that do not want to discuss that. Luckily, that all ended when I came to WFMU because that's almost all that folks talk about around here.
Ooh, Primus. Did you hear his, you know what you like? One of his side projects, early side projects, Sausage. Man, it's kind of like this funk, punk kind of thing.
Okay. Caller Yabuchi.
Hey, Bucci, this is also Jeff, and I think what's important in a good friend is they laugh when you fart.
I don't know about that, Jeff. There's got to be... If that's what you value, that's fine, but I think we need to be more universal. I think we need to do something that more appealing to people. Like a guy
who stabs
you in the
front. Well, you can really tell, see, farting is like sometimes at the core of a relationship. You know, when someone stops laughing at you fart, you know the magic's gone. It's more symbolic.
So is that this sounds something that you have gone through?
It's like a dipstick. It's an indicator. Yeah. You know the magic's gone when there's no more laughing at the farts.
Okay. All right.
Bucci.
That is not a Bucci ad before
laugh
we say
at the
anything.
Farts.
All right, I'm putting it down. Laugh at farts. Bye, Jeff. I'm not putting that down. If anything, I'm going to say this friend should call social services on you. Speaking of medical stuff, I would like this friend to maybe get a CAT scan, like a CT scan, for me in my place. Because I'm so nervous about getting one. And it'd be nice if, like, we had a friend who would do that for us. Get our medical treatments for us. Oh, colonoscopy? This guy, this thing will be my proxy. I can't think of another ailment. Caller Yigabuchi.
Yigabuchi. When you have conversations with a friend, they should take up no more than 60% of the conversation. So it's got to be 60-40. If it's like 65-35, that's too much.
No more. So you should take up 60% of the call. It sounds like
Either way. I think it can vary, but it should be no more than 60% in one direction.
In either direction, right? We should be sharing our conversation with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
If it's 70, like I have some good friends that are 70-30, and I avoid calling them because I just can't do it.
I have a friend, Steve, and this friend, when we hang out, God bless him, he is my best friend, but he never asks anything about me, you know? It's all he talks and talks and talks, and there's just no, like, how's the podcast doing? Where can I subscribe? Stuff like that. He never asks after me, and that's a check against him. So I agree that listening
about 80-20?
And serving, making sure the conversation is going both directions. I agree with that.
Would you say that relationship is about 80-20 with conversations?
I would say it's 90-10.
Do you avoid being with this person?
No, I can't avoid it. But he does 90% of the conversation, but he also – that is included, like icy silences is included in that 90%. So sometimes he's saying things without saying things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you do.
That's crazy.
All right.
How about with your – I don't mean to get too personal, but with your wife, what is it? Is it about close to 50-50?
Oh, yeah. I mean
– See?
Yeah, I would say it's 50-50. Absolutely.
There you go.
Oh, I'm getting a text message. Ooh. All right. See you, man. Goodbye. Yeah, my wife, we have a very equal relationship as long as I'm standing on a box. Call you good, Shibuchi.
Hello?
Yes, hello. A lot of dudes.
Hi, how you doing? It's Leopold Davenport from Dundalk.
Oh, hey, Leopold Davenport. How are you doing? What do you value in a friend, Leopold?
Okay, what I want from a friend is like one, strong hooks. Right?
What'd you say? Hooks?
But also,
like hooks
yeah,
for
strong, like a hug. It feels like a vacation.
Oh, strong
when they hugs.
Hug
you. And yeah. And when they complain, it's only funny. Their complaints are only funny.
Right. Yeah.
So, and that's the Leopold Davenport way.
So you don't want to have a friend
by,
with...
You know, the Back River Wastewater Treatment Plant in Dundalk. I'm like, I just want a friend that complains, but it's funny.
But keeps it light, right? Not too much complaining like, oh, right? You want to have it... They want to do it comically, a comic complainer.
Yeah, like
oh,
a tried this new
Kramer-like person.
I don't like it, but it's like funny for some reason.
Right. Yes.
They're not like, oh, capitalism. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you know? This cookie. They used to put four. They used to put a bunch of chocolate chips in it, and now they cut back. And also, the cookie used to be a lot crispier, and now it's doughier. Stuff like that.
No, you get me.
I do. All right.
You should be a radio host. You'd be so good.
Well, I don't want our massive friend to be a radio host because I don't need any competition.
No.
But
No. They don't want to do radio.
Yes,
they just
I love
do
that.
Regular
do
job. You don't even know this.
Not
job. They're like
want.
They just hug you.
Do
and their complaints are funny, and they don't tell you about shrinkflation.
Yeah,
and they don't get mad at you.
I like a nice. I like a nice hug. One that. Sometimes I have to struggle out of hugs, so it can't be too long, but that's good. All right, thanks. I'm not being friendly. I have not remembered anybody's name since that guy, Todd. 201-209-9368. We're building a perfect friend. So far, it is 7 feet tall. It wants to throw a pigskin around. It wants to go to the Rolling Stones. It likes Primus. These are all my things. And several others. Good conversation. The snack bandolier. Sorry for all the rattling of the paper. All right. Caller Yigabuchi, real quick. Hello? Callie Gabucci.
Hi, Boots.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Heather.
Hey, Heather. What do you value in a friend, Heather?
How about, like, good eye contact?
Okay, but not too much, right?
No, not too much.
Eye contact.
It's a little hard to... It's a little easy to go overboard with eye contact.
Yes.
Huh?
And it's easy to get into that loop where you're not looking at people anymore. You know, you're just looking at the top of their forehead or at your phone and you have to move your phone to look at them or some such thing, right?
Well, sometimes I get a little overly conscious of how much eye contact I'm making.
Yes.
So I'm trying to, like, glance away, look at their eyes, glance away, look
yeah,
at their eyes.
Of course, of course. I totally agree. This thing, let's say it has one eye and it always, it knows how to, when and when not to make contact with you. One
yeah.
eye. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Heather. Bye.
All right.
I think we're ready. I think we have enough elements to wake this thing up. All right, let's do it. Let me see. Hey, what's up, man?
What am I?
Oh, you are our friend, our perfect friend.
I am.
Yes.
Your
yes.
Friend.
Yes, you are. And all the everyone's, you're everybody's friends.
That's good.
Yeah.
Let's throw a pigskin around.
Okay. That sounds great.
Here it comes. Oh no, my arm broke. I have too many arms.
Yeah, sorry, we figured you need a lot of arms.
Why?
I forgot why.
I need to sit down.
Oh my God. Stop screaming. What is going on?
Too big. Can't sit.
Okay, here, come here. Just take my hand there. I'll pick you up.
Oh no!
Oh jeez, the skin just came off this guy's arm. See, we forgot to make the skin's friend hydrated. It's so dry, it peeled right off.
Let's go see the Rolling Stones.
No, I don't think so. I think you should just rest. Bucci and the listeners will go see the Rolling Stones, okay?
Don't leave me.
Okay, I won't leave. Actually, I have to leave because the show is over, but I'll leave the next DJ to clean up the mess.
My brain, it's on fire.
I would think so. We put a lot in you, so a lot of personality in you.
Kill me, Bucci.
No, don't worry. The next
kill
DJ...
Me.
I won't kill you. That's up for the next DJ, who... I don't know who that is! Oh, hey. Come in. Up next is... What's your show?
DJ
LaRiza. Coming... Oh, hey. you can hook up on anything you want here. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online and all the time at WFMU.org. Remember, who wants to be friends with Bucci? You, Ducci.